welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The River of Death. Wranglers, for some real happy talk at breakfast tomorrow, give a listen to that cheerful snap, crackle, pop of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That merry snap, crackle, pop lets you know how springtime fresh Kellogg's Rice Krispies really are. And the reason is tumble toasting. Each puff of rice in Kellogg's Rice Krispies is twirled round and round until it's toasted evenly all over. Have a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, first thing tomorrow. From the high mountains to the broad deserts, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode the trails of the Old West fighting for law and order. But nowhere along the law trails did they come closer to disaster than they did in the canyons of the River of Death.
Bill, look at all that water. Woo-wee! But down where I come from, we hardly have enough water to grow a patch of grass. And here they got tons of it just running wild.
It's a big river, Jingles, and a mighty rough one.
I can see that. I saw a big pine tree come floating down there a few minutes ago, and when it hit those rapids, it just disappeared.
And that isn't all that's disappeared in those rapids.
What do you mean, Bill?
A few men have gone in there and never come out, partner.
They have?
They sure have, and that's why we're here.
Bill Hickok, now what are you talking about?
You don't think we traveled 500 miles up here to Devil Canyon just for the ride, do you? We're supposed to find Whitewater Sam.
Whitewater Sam? Who's he?
He's an old-time river man, Jingles. He knows more about these rapids than anybody alive. In fact, he's the only man who's ever run the river and stayed alive.
All the others are dead, huh?
That's right.
You mean they tried to go down the river in boats and the rapids got them, huh, Bill?
That's what everybody figured. At least they never came back.
Bill.
Yeah, Jingles?
This trip we're on, are you planning to make any part of it in a boat?
Yeah, I reckon we're going to have to.
Like, maybe down the river through the rapid?
That's what I had in mind.
That's all I want to know. Joker, come over here. You and me's got a long ride back home, and we're starting right now.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about
That's the way I feel about it, and I'm starting back right this minute.
Okay, I'll get Whitewater Sam to fix me up a boat I can handle by myself.
You mean you're still going to go ahead with this crazy idea?
I've got to, Jingles. I was sent up here to find a man who disappeared on the river.
No, but Bill,
you don't worry about me, Jingles. I'll be all right. Steady there, Buckshot.
No.
Get around there, Buckshot. See you later, partner.
Well, get up. Get going, Joker. No, no, no. The other way, you jughead. We're not going home, and you know it.
Which one of you is Wild Bill Hickok?
That's him right there, and I'm Jingles.
Well, howdy. Yeah, say howdy. I'm sure glad to know you both.
You must be Sam Wilson.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Whitewater Sam, they call me, along the river.
Hell, I've heard a lot about you. Sit down, Sam.
Sam, thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Bert Smiley, the marshal over in Twin Falls, told me about you, Sam. Said you might be able to help us.
Oh, sure, I know Bert. Yes, I know him, yes. He was over here doing a little investigating about a month ago.
What sort of investigating?
Well, he was trying to find out what happened to some fella named Johnson.
Yeah, Steve Johnson. He was another United States Marshal.
What do you mean he was, Bill?
Well, Steve was working up here on a smuggling case, Jingle.
Yeah, I remember.
He sent in a report that he had a line on the gang, and then one day he started down the river after him. Never came back.
That's what seems to happen to everybody that starts down that old river.
Yeah, well, not to me. I say not to me. I'm the only man alive that's been down through all them canyons and rapids. Yeah, and I've done it 3 times now.
That's why we think you can help us, Sam. We'd like to have you take us down that river.
Well, we don't exactly like the idea, but we're going anyhow.
Sure. I'll be glad to take you. Come back next summer.
We have to go now.
Oh, no, it can't be done. I've been down there in the summer when the water's low, but the water's high now. No, you ain't got a chance coming through alive.
Well, I guess that's that, Bill. Well, let's go home and come back in the summer.
Nope, I want to make the trip now while the water's high.
Oh, now, Bill Hickok, you're loco.
I'll say he's loco.
I'll let you in on a little secret, son.
Yeah?
We think the smugglers are running stuff down the river right now during high water.
Well, I don't see how you figure that.
Just west of here, the river swings into Canada, doesn't it?
Well, sure. Green Valley Landing's across the border.
Then it comes back into the United States.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill, what are you getting at anyhow?
Somewhere in that stretch of river, the smugglers are working. That's where we have to find them.
And that stretch of river has got 7 of the toughest rapids in the world in it. You, nor them smugglers, nor me, nor nobody else can take a boat through there this time of year.
You see, Bill, the whole idea's crazy.
Maybe so, but take a look at this note.
Now, where'd that come from?
Somebody shoved it under the door of our hotel room during the night.
Well, why didn't you say something about it? You never tell me anything. What's it say, Bill? Huh? What does it say?
It says, stay away from the river, Hickok. You start through the rapids, you'll never come out alive.
Wranglers, it takes just one bowlful of Kellogg's Rice Krispies to find out how good and fresh and crisp a breakfast can really be. Well, you no sooner pour a little milk or cream on Kellogg's Rice Krispies and they start right into snap. Crackle. Pop. That's because they're so fresh and crisp.
Fresh and crisp because they're tumble-toasted, toasted round and round in big rotary ovens until each puff of rice is toasted evenly all over.
Now, all that you know. But what you might not know is that you can have your own individual size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies every single morning.
A special individual serving size package that's specially wrapped and contains one full generous serving of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, the way to get it is to ask Mom to bring home a Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack contains 8 individual size packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, each a full, generous serving.
It's fun to have your own special package fresh and crisp every morning, so ask Mom to bring home a Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack the next time she shops. That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. 8 packages of the world's only talking cereal, all wrapped together with cellophane.
When Wild Bill Hickok made up his mind to go through the dangerous rapids of the river during high water, he was on the trail of a smuggling gang and a vanished United States Marshal. He was sure he was on the right track when he received a note warning him that his plans meant certain death.
Who's the note from? I'm Bill. Who's it from?
There's no name signed to it, Jingle. It just says if we don't stay away from the river, we won't come back alive.
It sounds to me like somebody's got a reason to keep you off the river.
Well, whoever it is ain't going to have much of an argument with me. I never wanted to go near them rapids in the first place.
The only men who'd send a warning like this are the smugglers. And if we want to know who they are, we'll have to go in there after them.
Well, if you're bound to go, Wild Bill, I reckon I'll go along with you. You're going to need old Whitewater Sam.
Yeah, and I reckon you'll need old Whitewater Jingles, too. This old Whitewater's feeling a little green right now. It's a real nice boat you got here.
Yeah, I built her myself, Jingles. The biggest and strongest boat I got.
You'll have to be big and strong when we get farther down the river.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a real nice trip so far. Just floating along in the sunshine. I don't even have to row.
Uh-huh. I reckon Jingles ain't been listening for the last mile or so, Bill.
I guess not.
Listening to what?
To that sound from down in the canyon.
You mean that kind of a roaring sound?
That's what I mean.
Oh, I heard it all right. I wonder what it is.
That's the first of the rapids, Jingles.
The rapids. Oh, the rapids. You mean we're coming to them already?
We sure are. We're getting there in a hurry. Look at the trees on shore flying past us.
Yeah, maybe we better slow down a little, huh?
You can't do that, Jingles. Oh. The river's running faster, and we're riding the river.
Well, drag your feet or something. Let's stop and look this over before we just go busting into it.
I'll handle one pair of oars, Bill. You take the other.
All right, Sam.
Come on, what'll I do, Sam?
You sit right in the middle of the boat. Hang on tight.
No, I'll hang on all right now.
We get smashed up, swim for the shore as hard as you can. Here we go.
Woo! Yikes!
Come on, Bill. Pull hard!
I'm pulling.
Got to the rock!
Bail out the water, Jingles!
You said to hang on!
Hurry up, bail out the boat, Jingles!
Help! I'm drowning!
Here comes another big one!
I'm soaking wet, Bill! I can't bail it out as fast as it's coming in!
Oh, never mind! Hang on! There's trouble right ahead! Yeah.
We've been through so far?
Four of them, Jingles.
We're in Green Valley now, Jingles. You're over on the Canadian side of the border.
Let's pull into shore and take a look around, Sam.
There's a boat landing down a little bit further, Bill. This is the only place where there's a trail coming down into the canyon from the rim.
Let's stop before we get there. If this is where the smugglers are working, I want to surprise them.
Yeah, if anybody's going to sneak up on anybody around here, I want to be the somebody that does the sneaking up on the somebody.
You are... Okay, yeah, good idea. We'll stop and I'll fix up the hole that rock made in the boat while you and Jingles scout around.
Grab the oar, Jingles. Row us for the beach.
Oh, now, Bill, I was just drying out in the sunshine after being half drowned and scared half to death.
Come on, it's time you did a little work. Now, row us ashore.
Oh, all right.
Turn around. You're supposed to face backwards when you row.
Oh, well, I can't see where I'm going then.
Just row for the shore. You can't miss it.
Oh, all right.
Hey, pretty good, Jingles. Yeah, we'll make a river man out of you in no time.
No, no, you won't. You won't never make a river man out of me. Bill, look, what's that following us?
Where?
Right there behind us.
Well, I see it, Bill. It's something floating in the river. It looks like a barrel.
That's what it is, all right. Backwater, Jingles. Gotta catch up to it.
Now, what in the Sam Hill is a barrel doing floating downstream here in the wilderness? There's nobody lives within 50 miles of here.
Probably came down the river the same way we did. Hold steady now, Jingles, while I rope it. Got it. All right, rope ashore, Jingles.
Straight ahead, Jingles. Straight ahead. Team fur.
I got her, Sam.
Yeah. All right, now jump out and let's pull her up.
All right, give me a hand with this barrel. Don't let it slip out of the loop.
All right. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Haul it right in here on the sand.
Say, it looks like a brand new barrel, Bill.
Yeah. It's a good solid one, too. All right, set it up and we'll open it.
Bill, somebody shooting.
Hit the dirt.
Hey, now that was close.
Oh, Dad burned dry gulchers.
I see him, Bill.
Yeah, up there on the cliff.
Well, that scattered him.
There's more.
Right over there, Jingles. Let them have it.
Look at them scoop. Reckon they didn't know who they were shooting at.
I think maybe they did, Jingles. You remember the note we got just before we started down the river?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, them varmints figured since the river hadn't killed us yet, they'd better take a hand.
Yeah, well, we're still living, but I don't know for how long.
Let's have a look at that barrel.
I got an axe right here in the boat, Bill.
All right, break it open.
Hey, what do you know? It's full of all kinds of stuff.
Well, look at that. Say, look at that. Woolens, watches, silverware. Well, there's some mighty valuable stuff there.
Bill, that's how the smugglers have been getting the stuff across the border into the United States.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Jingles.
What do you mean?
Take another look. All that merchandise was made in the United States. It's being smuggled out of the United States.
Well, doggone it. You're right.
Oh, Bill, they've come back. Look up on the cliff above us.
Duck before he starts shooting again, Bill.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. He's got his hands up.
He's waving to us. Looks like he might be friendly, Bill.
Who are you?
Me,
Steve Johnson, that's the missing marshal.
Well, the saints be praised. I thought he's dead long ago.
Come on down, Steve.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Look at him sliding down that cliff. He'll break his darn fool neck.
He's in a hurry to get to us for some reason.
Take it easy, Steve. You're safe now.
Safe? Nothing. Not with those varmints. Well, I'm Bill Hickok and Jingles. Am I glad to see you two.
Howdy, Steve. We wasn't sure we'd find you alive.
Well, I didn't think anybody'd ever find me. I've been hiding in the canyons for 2 months, trapping squirrels and eating wild berries. Hey, them weasels are up around the bend in the river. They got a barrel like this, half full of blasting powder, and they're floating it down toward you. I saw them from up on the cliff.
Well, what good do they figure that's going
to
do them?
Plenty. When it floats down to us, they'll blow it up with rifle fire.
Well, jumping wall-eyed pike. We won't have a chance in this narrow canyon.
Oh, there comes the barrel around the bend now, Bill. Give me a rifle. I'll blow it up before it gets close to it.
Hold it, Jingle. Hold it. We might need that powder. I'm going to rope that barrel as it goes past.
But, Bill, one good shot from those owl hoots up on top and we'll be blown into little pieces.
Keep them so busy they can't get a good shot in. I'll be right back.
Hey, the barrel's getting closer.
Hand me a gun and some ammunition, Jingles. I used mine up weeks ago.
Here you are, Steve.
Yeah, there they are, up in them rocks.
Dust them off. If they get in one good shot, it's the end of the line for all of them.
Wranglers, here's a sound to let you know fast that you're in for a half hour of real exciting action.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Yes, sir, Wranglers, there's action galore when you saddle up with Guy and Andy for another thrill-packed adventure. But I'm afraid you won't be able to ride along with them for a few months.
That's right, Wranglers. Guy and Andy are going on vacation till next fall. But that's no reason why you can't keep right on listening to another very pleasant sound. That's the cheerful snap, crackle, pop of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That happy talk of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tells you pronto that Kellogg's Rice Krispies are springtime fresh. So fresh and crisp because they tumble toasted. Each golden puff of rice is tossed round and round in big rotary ovens until it's evenly toasted all over. Then, as soon as you add milk or cream to a bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they sound off with their merry snap, crackle, pop. How about you tuning them in tomorrow morning and every morning all summer long? Tell Mom to get you a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They snap, crackle, pop. Wild Bill and Jingles found the missing marshal, Steve Johnson, but they found themselves trapped in a narrow river canyon while a barrel of blasting powder floated toward them and the smugglers tried to blow it up with rifle fire.
Wow! They're coming awful close to Bill.
They're coming close to that barrel of powder, too.
Ain't that you, buzzards? Keep your heads down or I'll knock them right off your shoulders.
It sure feels good to be fighting again after hiding out and running for months.
Well, if it makes you so happy, let them have a couple of more, Steve.
I sure will.
Hey, Bill. Bill's got the barrel ashore. Here he comes.
Hey, Bill, tell me now, what do we do now?
Try to take those smugglers if we can, Jingles.
Oh, sure. They're holed up in them rocks above us and we're sitting here on a little beach with a barrel of blasting powder and no place for us to go but down the river.
There's only a couple of men up on that cliff, Bill. You'll find the rest of them at their headquarters down at the boat landing.
Where's that?
Down the river around the next bend. I remember it from the trips I've made through here before.
They're trying for that barrel again.
That made them duck. Keep an eye on them, Steve.
Sure will. What you gonna do, Bill?
Sam, will you row me across the river with that barrel of powder?
Yeah, might as well do that to sit here on the beach with it. Sure.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. You'll be a great target out there with that barrel of powder. If you're gonna get blown up, I ought to be with you when it happens.
No, you and Steve have to keep those jaspers up on the cliff busy so they can't hit us.
Oh, well, all right, but what'll you be doing?
I'll cut that powder barrel loose and float it past their headquarters, and then I'll put a bullet in it when the right time comes.
Oh, I just hope it works, that's all.
When you hear the powder go off, you and Steve run down to the beach. I'll have Sam pick you up in the boat and row you on across.
Where'll you be, Bill?
I'll go ashore and try to keep them covered after they're blasted out of their hole.
Now, good luck, Bill. You'll need it. There must be 10 of them, and they're mean.
¶¶
Now Bill and Sam are out of sight, and our playmates up on the cliff have quit shooting at him.
Yeah, and if Bill's plan works, it shouldn't be long now.
He sure wants to catch those smugglers.
So do I, Jingles. They float those barrels down through the rapids filled with American goods for Canada. Then they fill them up here with stuff for the United States and shoot them on down through the next three rapids. That takes them back across the border.
And nobody comes down the river to catch them at it.
That's right. I tried it, but they found my boat and smashed it. That left me with no way out.
Well, what about the trail to the top? Isn't that where they bring the smuggled goods in and out?
Sure. It goes right through their headquarters, and they keep it guarded night and day. You can't climb out of the canyon anywhere else, so I was trapped.
And you've been dodging around these canyons ever since.
That's right. I was sure glad to see you show up.
Well, there goes the powder. Come on, Steve, run for it.
Yeah, hurry. Bill's going to need us now.
Row faster, Sam.
I'm rowing as fast as I can.
There's Bill behind that rock.
Keep him bunched up, Bill. We're coming.
Don't you worry about Bill. If one of those buzzards sticks up a finger from behind those rocks, he'll wonder why he's only got 9 fingers left. Uh-oh, now they're shooting at us.
Good. That cuts down the odds against Bill.
We're coming to shore, Sam. Head for cover when we hit.
Don't worry, I will.
Here's the ammunition, Jingles. Get ready to jump.
Yeah, that's it. Now run for it.
Howdy. Glad you made it.
I'm glad you made it, Bill. How you doing?
Fine, fine. I busted their headquarters building wide open. You should have seen them scoot for those rocks.
Now that we're here, maybe we've got enough power to smoke them out in the open.
Well, maybe so. Let's give it a try.
Hold it, hold it.
They're coming out with their hands up.
All right, throw down your guns, all of you. Keep those hands high till we get you tied up.
All right, we will. We know what we've had enough.
Well, now all we have to do is herd them up the trail and turn them over to the Northwest Mounted Police.
No, let's do it the easy way.
How's that, Jingle?
Oh, well, let's put them in barrels and float them down the river. Old Whitewater Jingles will see that they get through those rapids slick as a whistle.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, here it is, vacation time again. You have any plans for the summer?
You bet I have, Guy. A little hunting and a little fishing and, of course, some picture work. How about you?
Oh, just about the same, only I might get in a little bow and arrow practice. So, until the fall, along about September...
Guy and I wish all of you a happy vacation, too.
So long, kids.
See you after vacation. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis, Tyler McVeigh, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to join us again after vacation for another adventure of...
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.